For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. On Thursday, January 14th, Montrealers rallied in front of the U.S. consulate after the announcement of a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas that includes an exchange of hostages. Sweets were distributed to protesters in celebration of this announcement. This is part of a tradition called Halwan, in which the bearer of good news brings sweets with its announcement. While demonstrators rejoiced in the agreement of a ceasefire, they made it clear that their fight is not over until the full liberation of Palestine.
We will never let you die!
We will never let you die!
We will never let you die! Israel's military strategy was built on an assumption that if they destroy enough homes, schools, or hospitals, if they turn Gaza into a graveyard, it would mean that they have won. But in reality, what Israel has done is expose its own weakness. The resistance has not been broken, it's been multiplied. The assault that Israel hoped would crush the Palestinian spirit has only hardened it. The enemy will try to downplay the victory of the ceasefire, and we see it already with Netanyahu trying to backtrack on the conditions. We see American war criminals, Biden, Trump, trying to take credit for this ceasefire. But we know that this is thanks not to any politician, not to any humanitarian law, not to the UN. This is thanks to the Palestinian resistance alone. And comrades, the resistance has not only brought a ceasefire to the Gaza Strip, they have not only sabotaged all the military objectives of the enemy, they have brought liberation to 3,000 prisoners! 3,000 prisoners will be released from the Israeli dungeons where they have been denied medical care, where they have been starved and assaulted, where they have been tortured, some for decades, will finally be reunited with their families. Gaza broke out of their open-air prison, and 15 months ago, Gaza split the entire world in two. Those who will fight against imperialism, and those who will fight to preserve it. But because of Gaza, the entire world can see the truth, that there is a reason that the U.S. is Israel's biggest ally. There is a reason that despite the arrest warrant against Netanyahu, he continues to walk a free man. They have fooled us into thinking that we are powerless, or that we can't change the system, or that we can never be victorious. But Palestine has taught the entire world that even prisons can be broken, even the world's strongest army can be defeated, and even when you face the entire world, you can win. And comrades, today we have won! Huzzah, huzzah, you will rise! Huzzah, huzzah, you will rise! We will never let you die!
We will never let you die!
The protests ended at the Israeli consulate, where they screened a short video and performed a prayer in honor of all the Palestinians killed by Israel. The ceasefire came into effect Sunday, January 19th at 8:30 a.m. It consists of three phases. During the first one, which is set to last 42 days, 33 Israeli captives will be exchanged for almost 2,000 Palestinians being held in Israeli jails, Israeli forces will begin to withdraw from Gaza, and a total of 600 aid trucks will finally enter the enclave per day. 1 week into the first phase, Israel will open the Rafah border with Egypt so that wounded Palestinians can leave Gaza and seek treatment. Israeli presence on the border will gradually reduce, then fully cease by the 50th day of the implementation of the deal. If the conditions of the first phase are met, then the second phase will come into effect and Hamas will release the remaining living captives in exchange for more Palestinians being kept in Israeli prisons. Israeli troops will also completely retreat from Gaza. If the second phase gets implemented, the third phase will come into play, during which Hamas will hand over the bodies of the captives that are left in return for a 3 to 5 year reconstruction plan to be conducted under international supervision. Negotiations are still ongoing, and more details have not yet been disclosed, as many of the conditions are opposed by far-right wing members of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet. So far, Hamas released 3 hostages on Sunday, and more than 7 hours later, Israel released 90 Palestinians from their prisons. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.